This is Conway.
Hello, my name is Alex, returning a call from the Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division. May I speak to the person who requested the call?
This was Conway. I'm the one that made the call.
I need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How can I help you today?
Yeah, so I was just laid off from my job last week, and I was checking in on unemployment.
You're wanting to file an unemployment claim?
I think so. I don't know if I'm eligible. How do you determine if you're eligible or not?
We don't determine that at this line, sir. We're just new claims.
Oh, okay. So So I guess I need to submit a claim.
The Social Security number?
420-76-1483.
420-76-1483.
That's correct.
Is this your first time filing an unemployment claim in the state of Alabama?
Yes.
And you have worked in the state in the last 18 months, correct?
Yes.
Spell the first name.
Conway.
Conway.
That's correct.
And the last name?
Ellers.
Ellers.
That's correct.
Have you worked under any other name or any other social security number?
No.
Date of birth?
October 27th, 1956.
October 27th of 1956, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. Male or female?
I'm sorry?
Male or female?
Your gender, I'm
male
sorry,
or female?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm a male. Sorry about that.
Okay. Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have a difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Is English the preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
Did you serve in active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
And what is the highest grade you completed in school?
A postgraduate.
And your mother's maiden name?
Do you want full maiden name?
The maiden name, yes.
Yeah, Gloria Johnson.
Do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
Is it an Alabama driver's license?
Yes.
The driver's license number?
Okay, it is 795-4500.
795-4500.
That's correct.
If you are approved for benefits, you have the option to receive the payments, direct deposit into the checking or savings account, or the Alabama Vantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card would take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you're approved for your payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And would this be with a traditional bank account?
Yes.
The routing number?
06-200-0080.
062-00-0080.
That's right.
And the account number?
77847-11207.
77847-11207.
That's correct.
Your mailing address?
22 Muirfield, Muirfield, Lane, southeast. That's Huntsville, Alabama, and the zip is 35802.
22 Murfield Lane, southeast Huntsville, Alabama, 35802.
That's it.
Is the residential address the same as the mailing address?
Yes.
Has the address changed in the last year?
No.
Your telephone number?
256-617-8067.
Okay. According to your driver's license, approximately how tall are you? Is that 5'3", 5'7", 5'10",
6'4"? 5'10".
Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? Is that a 1995 Buick, 1997 Oldsmobile, 1998 Shoreland, 1999 Saturn, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Is that Henrico, Newport News, Norfolk, Falls Church, or none of the above?
Newport News.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government within the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
Nope.
And did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No. Not sure what that is.
Okay, so when was the last day that you worked?
December 6th.
Okay. Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
Do you work for yourself? Do you own a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis or do you have a real estate license?
I do not know. I don't.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
Nope.
Okay. Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Are you available for all shifts in the normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Have you applied for or are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months?
Yes.
You said you are receiving a pension, correct?
I'm sorry?
You said you are receiving a pension from an employer you have worked for in the last 18 months. What is the name of the employer?
So I was in the Army for 26 years, so I'm getting a government pension.
Okay.
But that was longer than 18 months ago. Way longer.
Have you applied for? Are you receiving a workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
Okay. How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Oh, boy. I'm going to say 15.
And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
How about $15 an hour?
Do you work through a union?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No. Nope.
And your job title?
Let's see. Director of Business Development.
Okay. And are you seeking work in the current occupation?
Not as of yet.
What was the name of the last employers and the name of the company on the pay stub?
The name of the employee was Sanmina, Sanmina.
That's what it said on your pay stub?
I think so. It could be S. I take that back. SCI Technology.
Okay. The telephone number to the employer.
Oh, man. Hold on just a sec. Okay, 256-882-4991.
The day you started working there.
Oh boy, that was oh boy. I'm gonna say May 1st, 2020.
And you said the last day that you worked was when again?
It was December 6th.
Okay. The city the work was performed in?
Huntsville.
Have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after the last day of work? That includes vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
Yes. Be a vacation pay, but vacation pay.
How many total hours of vacation pay?
Yes.
How many total hours of vacation pay?
Oh, probably 15.
And how much per hour?
I'm going to say 60.
$60 per hour?
Yes.
Have you received this or do you expect to receive it?
I expect to receive it.
Have you applied for a pension? Are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No. No pension.
And why are you no longer working? Did you quit? Were you fired or laid off?
Laid off.
Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
Yes.
I'm about to provide you with your PIN number for the weekly certification. Are you ready for it?
Yes.
It's going to be 8356. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of the unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update the online resume. A failure to do so will result in an interruption of the benefits.
Okay.
Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. So you must file a weekly certification either by the telephone or the internet in order to claim the benefits for the previous week. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you choose to file via the telephone number you need to call every week is going to be 800-752-7389. So your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but never on a Saturday. Please make sure you're filing your first certification, either by the telephone or the internet, this upcoming Sunday, okay?
Okay. And what will, yeah, I kind of got all that, but what if I'm not approved? Will it?
You'll receive a letter in the mail regarding if you are approved or denied.
Okay, great, great. Okay, and if I'm denied, I don't have to worry about any of that stuff, right?
Correct, but you still need to file the weekly certification this upcoming Sunday and update the online resume as soon as possible.
Gotcha. Okay.
Alrighty, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.